The next morning, Tom delivers me to the railway station, where I am to meet a Mrs. Chaunce, an elderly acquaintance of Grandmama's, who will travel as far as Spence for a small fee. Tom's the worse for wear this morning. He's not a drinker, and the pallor of his face shows it. He's in a foul humour, and it serves him right. Tom continues to check his pocket watch, complaining bitterly.
Where is she? Women, never on time.
Tom, this club you've pledged to, I start. But just then Mrs. Chaunce arrives, and Tom cannot hand me over fast enough.
Cheerio, Gemma. Pleasant trip.
After a brief round of pleasantries, Mrs. Chaunce, who, thank goodness, has as little interest in me as I have in her, sees to the luggage. She offers the porter one penny for his trouble. He looks at it with disdain, and I rummage in my purse to find two more. Mrs. Chaunce is not a very good chaperone, for I've lost her already, but I spy her boarding the train and hurry to catch up.
Did you drop this, miss?
I turn to see Mr. Fowlson behind me, holding a lady's handkerchief. It isn't mine, but it's no matter. It is merely a means for talking to me. Stay away from my brother, or...
Or what, love?
I shall go to the authorities. He laughs.
And say what? That your brother has joined a gentleman's club and you don't approve? Why, I'll be in Newgate before morning.
I lower my voice to a hiss. Leave him alone, or I... His smile is replaced by a flinty stare.
You'll what? Use your power on me. But you don't have it any more, right, love?
The magic rears up inside me like horses ready to run, and it takes every bit of my strength to tether it. I mustn't let it loose, not now. Mrs. Chaunce calls to me from an open window, coughing through the steam.
Miss Doyle! Miss Doyle! Do hurry!
Nice bloke, your brother. Wants to be respected in the worst way. And there's a lot to work with. Ambition's a good match against magic. Safe journeys, Miss Doyle. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
I settle into my compartment with Mrs. Chaunce, and the train is underway. Fowlson's threat is fresh in my mind, and I wish I had someone with whom to share it. The train is filled with people eager to reach their destinations or happy to be leaving others. They chatter with one another. Mothers offer children small bits of food to keep them content. Fathers look on admiringly. Ladies travelling together watch the scenery roll by with excited smiles. I can't hold back the magic anymore, and I feel the constant press of their thoughts till I fear I shall go mad. I try to stop it, but it proves too difficult with so much going on around me, so I do the only thing I know how to. I make a wish that I could hear nothing. Soon, though life pulses on around me, I'm alone in a cocoon of quiet. And I wonder, what good is this power if it only makes me feel more alone?